And it is a smaller world, after all, for streaming platforms. Let's start with CNN+.
Back to Who's Talking.
I'm Sarah Seidner, and this is Big Picture.
I'm Evan McMorris Santoro in Bloomfield, New Jersey.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Kate Baldwin.
Let's get straight to the source.
Those were just a few of the big-name journalists who launched the inaugural lineup for CNN's new streaming service just 3 weeks ago. And yesterday, after investing hundreds of millions of dollars in the project, CNN announced it will shut it down at the end of the month. Let's bring in NPR TV critic Eric Deggans. Eric, good to have you back.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So maybe this is telling. I signed up for CNN Plus a few weeks ago, and I still haven't used it. What exactly went wrong?
Well, I don't think the shutdown is connected to whether or not people used it or how many subscribers they got. This was a much bigger decision than that. There was a basic disagreement between the people that used to run the company that developed CNN Plus and the people who took over the company earlier this month in this new outfit called Warner Brothers Discovery. And once those new leaders decided that they didn't want to have a standalone service, they pretty much decided to pull the plug quickly and let everyone who was involved with this, and we're talking hundreds of employees, know that they were going to change focus and that things were going to be very different going forward.
So I hear you that it might have been an issue just of bad timing, but with so much money invested into this project to get it off the ground, to recruit those top names that you just referred to, why pull the plug so fast without at least seeing if it could work out?
Well, I mean, this is a very basic difference in strategy that is really important at a time when the new leadership is taking over the company, which has something like $3 billion in debt, right? So they already have a huge amount of debt. And this other leadership committed to this standalone streaming service that the new people who are running the company didn't want and doesn't think is wise. And in order for them to keep it going, they'd have to spend even more money on it. So, I think what they probably should have done was not launch it. They probably should have waited, let the new leadership take over and let them decide what to do with it. But instead, they launched it probably in an effort to say, it's already out there. You might as well invest in it. And the new leadership said, you know what? We're not doing that.
Well, it must be a wound for the people involved. Chris Wallace came over from Fox News, Audie Cornish from NPR, hundreds of editors, producers hired to make these shows. What happens to them?
Well, you know, they announced yesterday some measures so that, you know, people would have time to find new jobs if that's inside the company, if that's what they wanted, something like 3 months of pay and benefits. And, you know, they're going to get severance if they leave the company. And, you know, I'm hearing that the big stars who were hired, they're going to find places for them to work inside CNN. It's very likely. But there are still hundreds of people who will probably lose their jobs. Now, it was expected that the new ownership would come in and cut positions anyway, because again, $3 billion in debt. So they were going to have to streamline operations at CNN anyway. But I think launching CNN Plus right before new owners took over just made the transition even tougher. And now they have to very publicly sort of walk back this initiative and figure out what to do with all these folks who got hired thinking that they were going to be working on the standalone streaming service, when what the new leaders want to do is create an online platform that would include all of their brands. I mean, The brands that they have now include TNT, TBS, Cartoon Network, HBO. So they're going to be looking for something that kind of encompasses all of those brands in one platform. And CNN Plus was not that.
None of this is happening in a vacuum. This week, for the first time in a decade, Netflix reported a drop in subscribers. Are there any connections that you can make between what's happening at Netflix and now at CNN Plus about the future of streaming?
Well, I think what we saw Wall Street doing up until now was pouring money into streaming services, investing in them with the idea that eventually they would grow, some of them would grow big enough to turn a profit. And so what's happening to Netflix is that it's no longer sort of the golden child of the media industry. And people have sort of said, you know, wow, you know, you've in the past predicted constant growth and now you're not growing. what's going on here. So I think what's happened at CNN Plus, again, is another company saying, look, we have to be very specific and very focused and very careful about what we're doing in the streaming space. And we can't just spend hundreds of millions of dollars on something that might or might not work, especially if we don't believe in it. Mm. It's going to be a tougher time for the streaming world. And over the next year, I think we're going to see some shakeout. We're going to see some streamers have to get out of the business because they can't get the numbers they need to attract the support from Wall Street investors that they need to survive.
NPR TV critic Eric Deggans, thank you very much. Have a great weekend.
All right, same to you.